So the barley comes into us, and we unload it into our terminal in Transcona. It's put in bins according to variety. So then we store it. Actually, barley needs to be stored for a while after harvest in order for it to kind of complete its natural drying out process. So we never used it usually for maybe 6 weeks or so after we got it. So we always had to have a carryover from the previous year. Anyway, then you take one variety and put it through a set of cleaners. So the byproducts were taken out, like broken grain and wild oats and dust and all that sort of stuff were taken out, and then it was graded into two different sizes. And the reason for that is so that you'd have a batch of barley that was, the kernels were all the same size, so that when you germinate it, you have a better chance of them germinating at the same rate, which is very important. Anyway, when you have the barley cleaned and sized, then you take one size and put it into steep tanks where it's soaked for probably about 35 to 40 hours.
Like steeping tea?
Same idea, except it's not kept under water the whole time. Like when you put barley in water, the first 10 hours, it takes up water from whatever it is barley, say 12% moisture. In the first 10 hours, it would go up to about 35%. Then you drain it off, let it sit for a while, and bring more barley, more water in. And you do that about three times, and increase the moisture from 12% up to about 42 to 44%.
And why is it necessary to drain it off? Why doesn't it just...
Well, it would become waterlogged.
Okay.
Yeah. So you kind of needs oxygen. And at the end of the steeping time, the moisture level is approximately 42 to 44%, and the grain has actually started to germinate. Like you could see little white tips on the end of each kernel. Then you transfer it into a germination compartment or drums, like we had drums for many years, changed it later on to compartments, but they're just big, huge drums that have sections in them. This here, and the air is brought in, and these travel from one end of the drum to the other like this.
Mm-hmm.
So the air is brought in here. As it's going through the drum, it's drawn to the center drum through the barley, and that controls the temperature. In a bed, you just have it's just a box, has a perforated floor. And you have barley in about this depth, and you have air coming up from the bottom. Fans blowing air up. So you can control the amount of air you want, or less air, or whatever.
Was the drum preferable to the beds, or?
Not really, I don't think. It was just a different method.